Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting fourth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup. May reaches second base with a double. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive towards third. Wirt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis takes first base on ball four. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Frien and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stanley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims strikes out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first, with McLain covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kaline moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 1 in the game. Frien hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Sammon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sammon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sammon hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sammon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a fly ball towards left. Wagner settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wagner. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0 for 1 in the game. McLain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields the ball and throws to McDowell covering. Safe. Euler moves to third. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Euler scores. McLain moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McLain. The throw from Sims and he is out, Alvis applying the tag. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Frien and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. May hits a line drive towards first. Stanley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sims moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. Sims moves to third. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Alvis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sims scores. Wagner moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Harper now playing left field. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sammon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 2 in the game. McDowell strikes out. 1 out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 3 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Oyler strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Matthews pinch hits for Denny McLain. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. 2 outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Dobson now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sims strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirt bunts between the mound and first base. McDowell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirt for the out. Freehan moves to second. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Northrup is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Price pinch hits for Ray Euler. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freehan scores. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Dick Trusiewski pinch hits for Pat Dobson. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Fred Lasher now pitching. Willie Smith pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Nelson pinch runs for Willie Smith. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 4 in the game. Salmon bunts towards first. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first, with McAuliffe covering, for the out. Nelson moves to second. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nelson. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Nelson steals third. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelson scores. It's 3-2, Indians. John Warden now pitching. Jose Vidal pinch hits for Lime. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Freehan and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. Two outs. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jose Vidal now playing right field. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 4 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 4 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.